All right, let's run through a number of topics. Remind you, we'll get to the Wolves with Johnny Kay at 2:05. We'll get to a more serious topic at 2:35. Jason's in at 3. This has come up in the past, but it's another reminder. Somebody, I don't think I followed them, would have popped up. The 4 p.m. hotel check-in and the 11 a.m. checkout is one of the biggest scams in our society. The 4 p.m. hotel check-in and the 11 a.m. checkout is one of the biggest scams in our society. Yes or no, Dave Harrigan, you agree with that text?
4 p.m. is late. 4 p.m. is a late check-in. If it's 2 or 3, I'm fine with that. I think 11 a.m. checkout, I'm okay with that. That's fine.
Big hotels, they do have they do have to clean it at some point.
Yes, and I like a clean room.
You're pro clean room.
I'm pro clean room.
What if they said to you, they gave you the option, you can get in 2 o'clock, but we haven't cleaned your room yet, so we're not going to clean your room, but you can get in the room. It's yours.
Well, can I just drop my bags and they can take care of it when they get to it? Because I've done that before.
Well, yeah, but
we've all done that. You got an early flight. You go to the hotel. It's noon. Hey, I can't get into the room, but just drop my bags. I'll go grab a lunch and do some things and be back.
But does it matter if you're dropping your bags in the room or at the bell stand?
I don't care.
Yeah, so, well, then I don't think that affects the check-in time. Because most hotels of some size will do exactly what you said. If you show up at 2.
Yeah.
And you say, I'm Dave Harrigan, couple things. Don't look me in the eye. And I want to check in now. And they're going to say, they're going to look down and say, I won't, but you can't check in. And then they'll give you the bell stick. So that's separate from, do they need this much window from the 11 a.m. checkout to the 4 p.m. check-in?
I really don't have a strong issue with it. I got to be honest.
You're okay.
Yeah, I think
you're a come-together guy.
Very much overstating one of the great scams in America. I don't see it that way.
I'm also with you, by the way.
Of course you are. I'm on the right side of history.
That's it. Because this really is very Gettysburg Address-like. Right.
Similar.
Here.
I think this is actually in the address, one of the deeper cuts. Doesn't get as much attention.
How deep was the cut?
It was on page 8.
Now, speaking of deep cuts, among your texts or among your email items today, someone honked at you, and you're still ticked off about it.
I am still ticked off.
Oh, okay, before you flesh it out, where do you stand on the horn overall?
It can be used for good.
Yeah.
I like when it's used as a warning.
I'm guessing you're a small horn guy.
Excuse me? Believe me. There's no problem with the size of my horn. That I can tell you.
So, I mean, do you lay on that horn heavy? Is it a quick tweet? Because, again, you know the solution to this issue is the Chad Hartman idea of electronic communication in front of the car and the back of the car. What a solve. Somebody thinks somebody is going to create this, and you know what's going to happen? The iPhone is going to say, let me hold your beer because your item is so much better than mine.
Well, I think what we need now after the experience I had yesterday is the smart horn.
Smart horn.
You know, we've got the smart cars.
You're dismissing my electronic communication.
I am. And because it's a terrible idea.
That's how Jobs felt.
And other reasons. Cars can do amazing things right now. We've got the self-driving cars. We've got, cameras everywhere, sensors. They know where everything is. I think we need the horn that when the car knows that, look, driver, you're the one who messed up here, you don't get to use the horn. You hit the thing and it just gives you a wah, wah inside the car, nothing outside.
Okay. So different sound effects to the horn.
Yes. Okay. If there's a good reason to use the horn, it will blast out to other drivers. If they know that you screwed up, you don't get it.
Okay. I was barely paying attention. I was looking for other items. When would we get the wah-wah?
Well,
give me an example of the different horns and how they would be used and the sound effect here.
Okay. If somebody cuts you off in traffic, if there's a danger here or just a
complete, I'm mad.
Yes. Hey, you get the horn. You get full access
to
the horn.
How does it sound?
No, just like any car horn now.
Okay. Okay, so you're not going to give me the sound effects? Okay, thank you.
How's that?
That was forceful.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. My situation yesterday, I'll give it to you quickly. I was downtown waiting at a red light. I was going to take a right turn. I'm in the right lane.
Yeah.
Car across from me coming the other way. They're going to take a left turn.
Oh, I can see this coming.
Onto the same street.
Yep.
Light turns green as all the cars go by. I start my right turn. Guy
into your immediate lane.
Into my immediate lane. Guy in the left, or on the way, take the left lane, goes across all three lanes of traffic and tries to drive into me and then has the gall, the audacity to lay on his horn at me and give me the look.
Jackass.
Give me the, oh my God. That guy would get the sound only inside the car, either a wah, wah, or, hey, buddy, you blew it.
See, electronic communications, right there. You can communicate. I had that exact same scenario years ago coming down here, the same way I went today, where I'm coming off 394, I'm going up to 10th, I take the right, somebody's coming the other way, and it's a truck. And he turns in my lane, and he's about to hit me, and I hit the horn. He cuts me off. Wait. Cuts me off, gets out of the car, big, huge human being, gives me the double middle finger, and gets back in the car.
Wow.
I thought, I've got a big issue here. I have a big issue here.
You didn't open the door and step out and just size yourself up?
I was debating what I was going to have to do in the 7 to 10 seconds this all took place. No, it was even longer than that because cuts me off, gets out of the car, didn't really walk that far towards my car, double middle finger.
Oh, yeah, double barrel.
Double barrel. Wanted to make sure I got it. Didn't get it just by driving by. Cutting me off. No, that's clownish behavior.
Yes, it is.
It's not that difficult. People have a very difficult time when they're turning, which lane they're going in. I'll give you another one that drives me nuts along those same lines as you're merging, and you're the car ahead. And the car behind you decides to give you a bit of the slingshot. Use the inertia.
They're drafting?
Yeah, they're drafting. They think they're a Talladega, and they're going to the middle lane while I'm lane over. Nice pace, lane over again, and then I'm there, and they're furious at me because I'm the car ahead, and they think they can go 90 and cut me off.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, you can't. Now, if I'm driving 40 miles an hour, you don't have to stay behind me. Just normal speed, go ahead. Clownish behavior.
Yes, it is.
Again, electronic communication. We got the wah, wah, wah. I mean, nobody will understand yours. I have actual words on mine.
Well, I don't think you need to be the one to then take care of somebody else's driving. We've got the smartest vehicles in the world here in 2024. They can be
so the cars
ones.
Will take over and follow these people.
No, the drivers, if I'm in my, whatever, my own vehicle is now smart enough to tell me if I screwed up. If I'm the idiot, say, no, you don't get that horn. Learn how to drive.
Sounds like you're a poor driver.
I'm a tremendous driver.
Not. It seems like your car would be very accurate.
No, my car would actually. That's the other thing. The car can actually compliment you. They can. Okay. Hey, nice lane change. Okay. That was very well done.
Do you want that in your car?
I would.
I do not want.
I would like that car to butter me up all day long.
You're right? Looking rather dapper today.
Yeah, take a look at yourself in the mirror.
Oh, you
get
smell
me some of that.
Really good. Okay, get out of here.
Is that a pine tree in here? Is that?
The haunted house that you found.
Oh, my.
No one should want this. First of all, overall haunted houses, let's go with it, overrated.
Vastly.
This one is dangerous and ridiculous. We'll tell you about it in moments. All right, this is a haunted house where at one point visitors had to sign a 40-page waiver. The waiver included this. Your hair may be chopped off. Dentistry may be done. You may have a tooth extracted. Visitors must be 21 and over, need to pass a background check, a drug test, and have proof of medical insurance. A change.org petition was set up in 2019. First of all, do we still have those? Remember what a big thing change.org was for a long time?
It was a thing. It still is a thing.
Is it still a thing?
I think we still got a change.
193,000 times dubbing the McAmey Manor a torture chamber under disguise. One Californian said she was waterboarded and feared she was going to die. Visiting this San Diego precursor. Who in the hell would ever do this? I don't like haunted houses to begin with.
What about it don't you like? You just don't like to be scared for no reason?
That, yeah. That's it.
Do you like scary movies?
Not really. Uh-uh. I like drama. And if it surprises me every once in a while, sure. But just purely, here comes Jason to cut off someone's head again.
To Russia?
Yes.
Oh. Didn't know he was capable.
Yeah, he's capable.
Terrible.
It's a really, really dark room, and then all of a sudden, that person is flying at me. I'm not, like, under a blanket.
I think you're embarrassed.
I'm not, you know, peeing because of this. That, I don't know. I'm not signing up to have somebody come out, but I'm not going to a haunted house where somebody's going to grab me and shake me.
That's been my issue with the haunted house as you, and I realize.
Get your fingerprints off me. Get your hands off me.
I assume pretty much every haunted house now, no touching. Believe me, this is a different kind of
McAmey Manor.
I remember as a kid going to haunted houses and not really liking them, and that was in the era where they could still reach out and grab you. That was the one thing that turned me off forever.
Humans, do you want this? Do you want the regular haunted house? How about this one? Again, submerged in water, trapped in small boxes, tormented by tarantula, and it lasts for hours. Why? You're a masochist.
Well, it's the cash payout at the end, Chad.
Tell people how much.
If you can make it out of the haunted house, if you can survive all of the things they put you through, to which apparently nobody has yet, $20,000.
Yeah, that's the report is no one has survived it.
Perhaps it never ends. Perhaps they always find one more challenge.
I think that's got to be it, right? I mean, do they shoot you at some point?
Well, I think once they start extracting the teeth, I imagine Novocaine isn't plentiful. I think that's about the time you say,
Is my guy, Dr. Lee Lira, City's Dental there, or is it Fred, my neighbor, who watched Marathon Man decades ago, and all of a sudden he's got a pliers and he's taking teeth out of your mouth?
Perhaps it's just a nice cleaning, and if they see you have an issue, they'll take care of it for you.
You think there's a lot of flossing?
I think so.
The water pick
chopping off a hair, it's just a friendly salon, but you never know it because you don't make it that far. You get too scared about the tarantulas and the snakes and the waterboarding.
I mean, a lot of people need a lot of money, right?
I could use 20K.
Everybody could use 20K. Just sign up to vote today. Elon might be right there and just gives you 20K.
That would be nice.
Right? By the way, the two people got the money already were registered Republicans, so bravo to them. Still seems illegal and slimy and unethical, but for them,
hey, for a million bucks, I'll vote for whoever you want me to, Elon. Go ahead.
No. I want... Do we still have a lot of haunted houses in the area? Seems like we do, right?
I think we do, and a lot of the, you know, the haunted...
It's a combo.
Not necessarily a house, but, you know, you go to a farm and there's a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Well, and then, you know, we had the horrible story of the 13-year-old.
Terrible. Frightening.
Who was killed and run over, and there's another. We've had multiple stories on the little bit of oversight the agri-tourism business has. You can check out this story in the Star Tribune. And, you know, when the kids were younger, we went to those places all the time. You know, a lot of them at the apple orchard situation.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the haunted house. Does this story create more business to this place? What do you think?
I don't think it can bring less business unless the authorities say this can't go on.
How is this going on? How is this legal? It shouldn't be, right?
I wouldn't think so.
No.
I mean, you can argue that, hey, people are choosing to do it, but it seems a bit extreme.
I'm going to pass. I'm gonna go to 50 here. How's that sound?
Great plan.
It's time for you to get free installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity from Arvo Windows. You get that from Andy Lindis. Wolves with their most anticipated season since maybe 04, 05, or how about this? Ever. Johnny K on that next.